This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
For me, I look at it this way. Tomorrow we come out, Hunter Brown on the mound. We win the game. That's three series wins in a row. That's what we want to try to do.
That was Joe Espada, and yeah, that's the situation that we're in right now. The Astros, who had a 7-game lead in the division just a few weeks ago, now find themselves tied. No tied, you know, but one up in the, you know, in the loss column, blah, blah, blah. No, exact same identical record, 67-53. So we've got 42 games left in the season, and the Astros are tied with the Mariners. And I would say, Seth, that we'll talk about Spencer Arrighetti here in just a second. He was decent yesterday. He was all right. The bullpen came in and just completely wet the bed. The Astros lose 14-1 to the Red Sox yesterday. The rubber match today or tonight out at Daikin Park with Hunter Brown on the hill. This feels like to me, I don't know, I got to consume some outside of Houston stuff today maybe and just see where people sit with the division right now, because the Mariners are a much healthier team than the Astros. The Mariners, I would say, you know, certainly matched the Astros in terms of horsepower acquired at the trade deadline. Suarez was one of the crown jewels of the trade deadline. That was a really good pickup by Seattle. He's among the league leaders in home runs. They've got great pitching, and they've got a healthy closer right now. The Mariners do, who's very, very good. That's something the Astros do not have right now, unless Brian Abreu turns out to be a good closer in Josh Hader's absence. But the fact of the matter is that the guy who made the All-Star game this year as the closer for the Astros is now going to be out for at least 15 days retroactive to earlier this week. So this is the first time that I'm not saying I'm not confident in the Astros. They can obviously win the division. They're tied, and even without all these pieces, they're still a damn good baseball team. But I would guess that this might be the first time that the outside world is saying that the Mariners get over this time. Empirically, they are on paper the better team right now.
They're the better team. The X factors that remain for the Astros, I think it probably just all depends on how good you really feel about the three returning pitchers, how optimistic you are about Josh Hader, and then really in the additions, and especially in Carlos Correa, are you going to see the best version of Carlos Correa and a better version than what he'd been with Minnesota this year earlier on? Mm-hmm. So far, I feel good that you're going to get a better version of Carlos Correa than he was with the Twins. Is he going to be as good as he's been since he first got back? And then if you get to the playoffs, okay, what's he do? That's where I feel really optimistic that you're going to see the very best version of Carlos Correa. I feel maybe more optimistic than I should about the starting pitchers that are returning. I think Arrighetti and Javier, wherever they may not have looked like their peak so far, and especially with Arrighetti, when they've come back, it's all manageable stuff that we've seen them work through before. We've seen Javier work through it more than Arrighetti, but we've also seen the downside of Javier in some of his bad performances in seasons. Luis Garcia likewise, I'm in the same boat as those other two guys. I feel like at least two of those three guys is going to end up being a really good and solid starting pitcher.
I mean, Garcia and Javier were prominent pieces of a team that won the World Series. So this should not be new to them when they're both back in here pitching in August and September in these big games. And Javier's always been the one that you look at, and he just pitched one game this year. He hardly pitched at all in 2024 before suffering the torn UCL. 2023 was an interesting year for him because he wasn't nearly as dominant as he was in 2022. So that was a full season of Javier. He started 31 games that year, and he had an ERA in the mid-4s.
Yeah, that was his worst season, and that was after a year where they ramped him up very slowly into being a full-time starter.
Yeah.
He was, by the numbers, he was one of the best pitchers in the league, but they also really took their time with his workload there. And that's why I feel, as much as you can find a silver lining in him coming off of an injury, is that, man, the best version of Javier has been when he hasn't pitched a boatload of innings. And this is where we are right now. He's going to have a third of a regular season in the playoffs, and we've seen him really excel in those moments. So isn't it crazy? I didn't even mention Lance McCullers when I was discussing the pitchers there.
I was going to ask you, when you said the three returning pitchers, I didn't want to interrupt you, but my question was going to be, is Lance one of those three that you're talking about?
No, he was not. Yeah, I'm talking about the three returning from the season-long IL.
Yeah.
Those guys, guys with the big stuff. And Lance, at this point, I just don't know. I don't know who he is as a pitcher, and I don't know if he's going to not. What's the over-under on number of 10-day ILs he has in these last 50 days of the season?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. So we'll see. Arrigetti is the interesting one because he's now pitched two starts. He just pitched last night. The first start was good control, good stuff, struck out a lot of dudes, gave up a lot of soft contact, also a home run, ended up giving up 6 runs in that one in 3 2/3. This one was better from a runs allowed standpoint, but was all over the place in terms of control. Here was Joe Espada on last night with Spencer Arrigetti.
You know, he pitched out of trouble, which was encouraging to see. For me, just more the command, the high pitch counts because of the walks. But besides that, his stuff is pretty good. His breaking ball was much better today. I thought his fastball played really good today. I just got to pitch ahead in the count more and get some quicker outs.
Yeah, so, 5 walks in 5 innings, if I'm not mistaken. He had 5 walks last night.
Control, one hit, but 5 walks.
One hit, 5 walks, 3 strikeouts. So there you go. It's funny. The walks and the strikeouts are always the barometer for me. Like, you put your hand over all the other stats, and if you just say, would you rather have the Spencer Arrigetti that's walking 5 guys and striking out 3 blindly? You don't know anything else. You don't know the quality of the contact, of the hits. You don't know how many pitches he threw, whatever. If you tell me 5 walks, 3 strikeouts, or 1 walk, 6 strikeouts, I will blindly every single time take the 1 walk and the 6 strikeouts and hope for the best, because that tells me the guy is at least around the plate in a productive kind of way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
somewhere about Arrigetti that I always pull for, just because he's kind of almost got like a it's like a combination. He's like half goth kid,
yeah,
but then also half metal shop kid.
Yes.
There's somewhere in there, I could totally, you just kind of, with his long curly hair, like he could be wearing a t-shirt or some kind of like a band from the 70s on it, or The Cure. I don't know. I like him. I like him. He's the kind of kid that he's not in my clique in high school, but I like talking to him during study hall.
You could just as easily see him wearing guy liner as you could with cigarettes rolled up into his sleeve and maybe some smudges of grease on his face.
Yeah.
You know?
It's all a matter of who grabs hold of him his freshman
That's
year
right.
first.
Who's his influence? Who's his primary influence?
Who's his older next-door neighbor?
Dude, that's sometimes, man, life is random. Sometimes, like, how you wind up is a random occurrence of who you wind up living next door to.
Sometimes I judge pitchers by what they look like as far as if they were an older kid in high school.
Yeah.
Some of the pitchers kind of look like the guy that has a dirt bike and knows how to fix it.
Yep.
Teaches you how to adjust a carburetor and everything. Like, I like
that
those
kid,
guys.
That kid. Someone's texting in, Lance needs to go to the pen. He does. I don't know if he will.
He's got a long thought out philosophy as to why that's not going to happen. And listen, man, I don't know how long you've been saying that, but a lot of us have been saying it for a long, long time.
Yeah.
I don't know. Lance's explanation for it this year was that, hey, it's actually a lot, you know, it's a lot more challenging than you think because of the change in routine. It's a different approach, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I would politely say, what about the current routine of being a starting pitcher is working out really well?
Yeah.
I know. Oh, no. It's a drastic difference.
Right.
Yeah.
come on. All right. Okay.
At what point do you have to realize that staying the course is not working?
No. No, it's not at all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, can I brag about something for a second? Rock Bowers.
As if I'm going to dissuade
ever stopped me before, right? Brock Bowers, the tight end for the Las Vegas Raiders, All-Pro tight end as a rookie. I wanted the Texans to move up and get Brock Bowers in that draft that year when they drafted when they ended up moving back and taking Kamari Lassiter. That's worked out fine. I really like Brock Bowers. Turns out he's been very good for the Raiders. He also, at the time he was drafted, had a horrible hair situation. I'm going to show it to the camera right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to show it to you, Seth.
Kind of like a Hunter Renfro
situation. Yeah, totally.
A young guy, but he looks like he's got to figure your hair out because you're receding, but it looks like you're still trying to grow it like you're 16 years old.
Like there's still some that's in the back that he's grown, so it kind of drapes over the front a little bit. And so on December the 30th, 2023, he's probably getting ready to play in a college football playoff game.
And for the listeners, for those of you who don't know, Sean is bald as a cue ball. Okay?
Cue ball, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm allowed. These are my people. I'm allowed to talk about them.
Yeah.
So Brock Bowers, I mean, handsome young man, you know, aside from just the horrific lettuce back on December 30th, 2023. And they took a picture of him, looked to be at a press conference, probably for a bowl game or something like that. And I said this. The biggest discrepancy between quality of player and quality of hairline is Georgia tight end Brock Bowers. Should be full shaved head by year two in the league. If he's smart, he'll allow the vets to shave his head as a, quote, hazing deal to gain A, street cred, and B, a better look. Ha! And what do I see on Twitter last night? What do I see? I see a picture of Brock Bowers in 2024 where he had this same horrific head of hair that I'm looking at right now. And I see right next to it a picture of Brock Bowers in 2025 where he looks like Stone Cold Steve Austin. He looks like Mr. Clean. He looks like an athletic version of Sean T. Pendergast. Shaved clean. If you took the under on 2 years, you're welcome. It's a solid prediction by me.
It's been a good solid 15 or 20 years, hasn't it? Been where a guy just shaving his head completely is a totally standard and normal thing to do.
Yep.
Like it's not. I don't know. We have, for whatever reason, it used to be if you're bald, it was Daddy Warbucks or Mr. Clean. Where now people are just owning it and saying like, yeah, just gonna shave it clean and off to the races we go.
Do you want?
So it's like to fight it. To fight it, sometimes it's, I would say you either go the hair restoration route or you go shave it clean.
Sure.
Or it's extremely close cropped at
least.
Yeah.
It's yeah. If you're trying to piece it along with what God gave you, it's a bad look, you know?
You know what it is? Because the hair restoration has gotten so much better than it used to be. Because it used to be, plugs used to be kind of like, so now it's a, now you're caught in between. Like there's not enough guys that are just doing the comb over anymore. Yeah. So that it's conspicuous when it happens. So guys are either shaving it or going extremely close cropped, or they're getting the hair restoration.
You got to make a decision.
You got to decide.
You got to decide. Do you want my next prediction on who is the next NFL player to go? And I don't know if it'll be the next one, but I'm going to make my prediction as to who I think will be doing the same thing Brock Bowers did within the next couple of years. It's a Texan. It's a Houston Texan. It's someone who we've talked about extensively within the last hour on the Houston Texans. Davis Mills.
Davis?
Yes.
Is his hair receding a little
bit? His hair is receding. Yeah, he put up a picture. Go find it. He put up a picture, or somebody put up a picture, maybe his wife. He's having a kid. He and his wife.
Well, he's about to start receding even faster.
Big time, yeah. I factor that into my handicap here. So there's a picture that surfaced yesterday of Davis and his wife holding up the ultrasound, you know, like the four pictures of the baby in there. And I think she was pregnant in the picture. I mean, she's definitely pregnant. I think she was showing in the picture is what I should say. And I looked at Davis and I said, that's a little further back than it was when he got here. I think Davis Mills, I think Davis Mills, with that glorious neck that he has and a beautiful bald head atop that neck, Davis, go for
Davis
it.
He should get a neck tattoo.
He should sell advertising on it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Like a billboard.
Yeah, do the old Bagwell's ex-wife deal. Get some advertising revenue from your tattoo.
What company?
And the thing about this is what bothers me about people picking on Davis Mills because of his long neck. He's got an impressively muscular neck.
Yeah.
Which is a weird thing to say out loud. And yet I'm always, football players, I always worry about their necks, you know, and having a strong neck can help you not just avoid neck injuries, but concussions as well.
Dude.
And so I'm always impressed that he spent some time on the neck flexion machine. Unless that's all natural, which even more impressive. Kudos to him.
Remember the play in the Titans game in week 18 last year where he landed on his face at the goal line?
Yeah.
And his neck was bent at a right angle. And he just popped right up like it was nothing.
Whoa.
Yeah. Only Davis. Only Davis can do that.
He's got a neck durability of a tire iron.
It's amazing.
That.
Yeah, it's amazing. Mm. That's my prediction. Davis Mills. And if he happens to get accosted in the parking lot by a masked man who shaves his head in the next 2 years, that was not me. I don't have that big a need to be right about this. Okay. So it may happen.
Davis Mills has a, I think with his Stanford background too, if he shaved his head and just wore really nice suits, he looks kind of like a hedge fund dude from the movies.
Yes.
Kind of one of the scary ones that walks into the boardroom and says, listen, this is what's going to happen. We're going to buy your company for $1 million or we're going to destroy you.
Yeah.
Which do you choose? And the poor little old mom and pop were like, but sir, it's been in my family for three generations.
Shut up!
Price just went down.
Yeah, exactly. The problem is Davis doesn't have that kind of voice. He's got a very kind of passive voice.
He would have to do it. He'd be it's even creepier or scarier sometimes when it's a very soft-spoken sociopath, hedge fund guy that's breaking your entire world apart.
Yeah. Or he hires James Earl Jones to voice his stuff like they did in Star Wars. He's got a recorder in his pocket. And every time he opens his mouth, it's just, I am going to buy your company. The price just went down. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, guys, time for the neck topic. Okay, there we go. Time for the neck topic. Yeah, is that a Talk Sports text that we just got sent? Don't talk about Davis's neck.
Coming up next, you're going to get nothing but a breakdown of Davis Mills' neck.
That's
okay?
Right. What company should be advertising on Davis Mills' neck? That's coming up next.
Also, ask that guy what he wants next, and we'll talk about it.
Also, the best definition for swarm that I've heard came from a Texans defensive lineman earlier this week.
Oh, yeah, good call. This is better.
This is better. We'll have that coming up next.
This is better than the neck talk.
Yes, we'll do that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.